In today's gospel, Jesus warns us of a common barrier to becoming his disciple, an inordinate desire for things of this world that lead us away from him. To be clear, Jesus is not against material possessions, but we are told in a powerful way, the accumulation of wealth, when it is used improperly, can lead us to become blind and deaf to the needs of others. Greed leads us to focus primarily on ourselves, our worldly life, and our possessions. Jesus is warning the Pharisees and each one of us today that we don't even have to be rich to fall into the same trap of spiritual blindness. We must constantly be on our guard against earthly things that are distracting us from our true mission here on earth, to become saints. Our material possessions will not help us obtain heaven any more than they helped the rich man in today's parable. Our trust must be in God alone. We must avoid the trap of materialism. Only Jesus can save us from the anguish of eternal separation from him. God created us as eternal beings. So, despite what the world tells us, that we won't live forever, in fact, we will live forever. We must choose whether we accept and follow Jesus' call to discipleship and live with him forever in heaven, or whether we allow ourselves to be robbed of our true inheritance by the deceptions of this modern world. St. Luke does not tell us that the rich man in today's parable committed horrible crimes, or earned his money illegally, or even was a bad person. He could be someone just like you and me, distracted by the activities of our daily lives. So why does the rich man go to hell? How is it we could go to hell? The grievous sin of the rich man is not so much in his accumulation of wealth, but rather how he becomes indifferent to the needs of others. The rich man allows himself to get so caught up in his material wealth and comfortable lifestyle, he becomes self-centered. He can only think of his own needs and enjoyment. He becomes too preoccupied in his daily life to notice the wretched beggar, Lazarus, at his doorstep. The rich man sins by his repeated and unrepentant lack of concern for the least of God's children. Through the distractions of this world, the rich man loses his dependence on God and becomes callous to the poor. He allows the activities and concerns of this world to come between him and his God. Do we allow the things of this world to replace what should be a love for God and neighbor? Have we lost the compassion, mercy, gentleness, and kindness of a true disciple of Christ? The rich man's sin is really a sin of omission, a sin of leaving good undone, a sin of not acting like the hands and feet, eyes and ears of Christ. Love of the things in this world causes us to neglect our responsibility to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, our soul, and our strength, and to love each other as we love ourselves. Jesus wants to deliver us from our selfish materialism and our over-dependency of the things of this world. Discipleship in Christ requires that we act and take the same active approach that Christ takes He took the initiative to love us first in the creation story. Through the selfless act of the incarnation, Jesus, the King of the universe, humbled himself to become man. He came to seek out the lost, to heal the sick, to instruct the ignorant, to shine a light into the darkness, and through his passion, death, and resurrection, to save us from our sins. We must do the same. To be a Christian means to actively follow in Christ's footsteps. Of course, we must avoid sinning in our thoughts, words, and deeds. But we also must learn from today's parable to avoid inaction when we have the opportunity to do good. We can help prevent ourselves from falling into sins of omission by actively trying to recognize Christ in all people and seeking opportunities to serve those in most need on a daily basis. It is an active process. There are many Lazaruses at our own gates, in our own families, and in our own neighborhoods. They are the people that we overlook easily, dismiss, and even ignore. Today's gospel challenges us to remove the blinders of self-centeredness from our own eyes and to recognize Christ himself right there in front of us. He is disguised as our family members, our co-workers, our friends, what we would call our enemies, and our neighbors, but especially the poor, the needy, and the unborn. Every human being is created in the image and likeness of God. Every person, therefore, has dignity. We need to pray for the humility that enables us to embrace one another as brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of God. As disciples of Christ, we are given an opportunity the rich man was not given in today's parable. We are given a second chance to change our lives, to detach ourselves from worldly desires, to transform our greed into generosity and our selfishness into selflessness. As we prepare our hearts to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, we ask for the grace to recognize Christ in one another. Let us pray that we may always be able to keep our eyes fixed not on the riches of this world, but rather on the treasures in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.